while the snow is snowing.
Your eyes are soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I'll bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling.
Let's roast chestnuts by the fire.
Any little thing you desire.
Those reindeer soon will be here.
Won't mean a thing to me, dear.
When Santa Claus begins his flight,
I hope he gets a flat tonight.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling, our favorite holiday of the year.
You'd better leave.
It's been so lovely here like this, a chance I'd never miss.
But it's so late.
On New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock we'll stop to kiss. And while the whole world will be whistle-blowing,
we will still be mistletoeing. You think you're such a smarty.
Come on, let's have a party.
I know what's running through your mind.
This is the season to be kind.
We've got that holiday feeling, that happy holiday feeling.
So come and snuggle close to me,
right here where you're supposed to be.
Let's kiss, 'cause it's the season, dear. Let's kiss, who needs a reason, dear? We've got that holiday feeling
now. I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is Holiday Standard Time, a collection of some of my favorite, albeit lesser-known, songs of the season. A radio special for the Christmas season from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Now Exhibit A, a song that I'm going to sing for you with music by Don Costa, who arranged the Stephen Eady song that you just heard and was primarily the arranger for not only Stephen Eady but Frank Sinatra. This is a melody he composed for Frank. Frank asked Marilyn and Alan Bergman to write the lyrics. And I love this song because the Bergmans are close friends of mine, and I can tell you that everything they put into this lyric is sincere and from their hearts, and it makes me think of the times I've spent at their homes during the holiday.
Singing carols, stringing popcorn, making footprints in the snow. Memories, Christmas memories, they're the sweetest ones I know. Cookies baking in the kitchen, cards and ribbons everywhere. Frosty Christmas memories float like snowflakes in the air. And oh, the joy of waking Christmas morning, the family around the tree. Christmas morning as merry as can be. I close my eyes and see shiny faces of all the children who now have children of their own. Funny, but comes December, I remember every Christmas I've known. We had a way of making Christmas morning as merry as can. I close my eyes and see shiny faces of all the children who now have children of their own. Funny, but comes December.
Christmas Memories with music by Don Costa and lyrics by The Kids, Marilyn and Alan Bergman. Frank Sinatra always called them The Kids, no matter how old they got. Here now is an iconic Christmas song performed by the lady who introduced it, Judy Garland, but this is a take that you've never heard before. It's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and it's an unissued version of it because there was a fluff at the very end of the thing. But it is, I think, in many ways, a more heartfelt performance than the one that was ultimately released. So it's a pleasure to bring this rarity to you. And that is going to be followed by an even rarer recording of Rosemary Clooney singing Mel Torme and Robert Wells' The Christmas Song. This is something that was recorded in 1956 for Rosemary's television show, and it's arranged and conducted by Nelson Riddle. So two holiday rarities.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
That, of course, was Judy Garland. And now here's that rare Rosemary Clooney recording with Nelson Riddle from 1956.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Christmas to you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
That was Rosemary Clooney singing the Christmas song by Mel Torme and Robert Wells, in an unreleased version arranged and conducted by Nelson Riddle. It sounds so much like Nelson, his beautiful way with a ballad. And that was the beginning of Rosemary Clooney's collaborations with Nelson Riddle and eventually a full-fledged affair. But that's another story for another show. Later in this program, we're going to hear a personal Christmas greeting that Rosemary Clooney sent to me, which I'm excited to play for you. But first, let's listen to a collage of some of my favorite holiday swing songs. This collage consists of performances by June Christie, K-Star singing my favorite, Everyone's Waiting for the Man with a Bag, Bing Crosby, Peggy Lee, and then Peggy doing a solo version of I Like a Sleigh Ride, which is her own rendering of Jingle Bells, an amazing chart that she created, Louis Armstrong and Louis Prima, the two Louis, both doing Santa Claus songs. Here we go.
This bag of tricks and hand them out with a fleeting greeting. Smiles for the frowners, salutes to the uppers, boosts for the downers. May the day be the bowl of cherriest, and to all the merriest, hope you swing during the season. Hope the days go great, hope you find plenty of reason the whole year long celebrate. Sun for the mopers, a laugh for the criers, luck to the hopers, to the strange and the ordinariest, me to you, the merriest.
That was June Christie singing The Merriest, arranged and conducted by Pete Rugolo. Now let's go right into K-Star singing Everybody's Waiting for the Man with the Bag.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be prayers that you've made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again.
What a great performance. K-Star. Incredible. Now Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee in a duet. Little Jack Frost, Get Lost.
Oh, Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, Little Jack Frost, go away, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
That was Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee in duet. Now here's Peggy Lee solo. This is her own arrangement, her own special material of Jingle Bells that she turned into a completely new thing. I Like a Sleigh Ride.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I like a sleigh ride.
Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Peggy Lee, who likes the sleigh ride, especially with the children's chorus. Now, here's Louis Armstrong doing one of four Christmas novelties he recorded in 1953.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Is that you, Santa Claus?
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus?
Is that you, Santa Claus, from the imitable Louis Armstrong? And now another Louis, Louis Prima, who is shaking hands with Santa Claus.
Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands with Santa Claus. If you want some candy, I'll bring you the candy. Shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, and I'm gonna bring some candy and flowers and everything. If berries are pleasing when they're out of season, shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, and I'd walk a mile to bring you the berries and watch you smile. Oh, just to share a love like yours, what miracles I could do. I'd make a rainbow chase the storm. When the weather gets cold, I'll make it warm. If you want a cottage, I'll furnish the cottage. Shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, I love you, I give you my all. I'm like a genie and you're beck and call. If you do the dreaming, I'll do the scheming. Shake hands with Santa Claus.
That was Louis Prima, whose voice I first became acquainted with when I was a kid seeing the Disney animated film The Jungle Book. And he was a guy who was amazingly musical, irreverent, and a brilliant musician. Of course, Christmas isn't always a time of great joy. That's why we sometimes spike the eggnog. So after our swinging Christmas set, I thought I'd go back to the roots of jazz, to the blues. So here is a brill-building pill bottle of Christmas blues. The songs you're about to hear acknowledge the influence of the blues on American popular music, but I have to admit, they're not the Delta blues of Mississippi. Not tonight. This is the sound of urban blues, or in the case of our first singer, Dean Martin, suburban.
Jingle bells are jingling, The streets are white with snow. The happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know. I'm sure that you'll forgive me if I don't enthuse. I guess I've got the Christmas blues. I've done my window shopping. There's not a store I've missed. But what's the use of stopping when there's no one on your list? You'll know the way I'm feeling when you love and you lose. I guess I've got the Christmas blues.
Dean Martin, who never drank, singing the Christmas blues. And now, Amos Milburn, an R&B pioneer, singing a real blues song. Let's Make Christmas Merry, Baby.
Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Let me be your Santa Claus. Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Let me be your Santa Claus. I want to slide down your chimney, fill your stockings full of toys. I'll come round about midnight, come through snow and frost. I'll come round about midnight, fill your stockings full of toys. I'll let you ride in my reindeer. You won't need a happy horse.
We go from Amos Milburn making Christmas merry, baby, to Bessie Smith describing a rather hedonistic Christmas ball.
Christmas comes but once a year, and to me it brings good cheer, and to everyone who likes wine and
Bessie Smith in 1925, now Butterbeans and Susie from 1930. A very popular R&B blues vaudeville act that was around for some 40 years without ever changing what they fundamentally performed on stage and on record. This record is from 1930, and over 30 years later, Butterbeans and Susie were still doing the same George and Gracie routine. This particular song doesn't really have much to do with Christmas except for the title, but it's so much fun. How could I resist including it?
Now, look here, Sue. You sure is tight.
Just found that out.
You ain't never treat sweet Papa Butter right. Still you run around here asking for this and that?
Why shouldn't I?
Tell me what in the devil is you driving at?
Why, cheapskating, Papa, you got your ball.
Is that so?
Why, you never bring nothing when you call. Still you get hot because I don't pet?
Yeah?
Stop your complaining, butter. Why, you's all wet.
Look here.
What is it?
Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here.
Thank you, Butterbeans and Susie. I sound like Lawrence Welk. Thank you, Butterbeans and Susie. But we are moving on to Patti Page, who's going to lighten up things in our blues medley by giving us a boogie-woogie Santa Claus.
Well, look here, Jack, shuffling down the track. He's got a rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his sack. He's a boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie-woogie Santa Claus. The boogie-woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountain like a hermit in a cave. Never had a haircut, never took a shave. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away. Rock, 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 Mr. Santa. Jump, 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 Mr. Santa. Tree or candy for your socks. When he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks. Rock, Mr. Santa.
Well, that's my kind of Christmas song, Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, performed by Patti Page. I like that recording so much that I ripped it off a couple years ago and performed that song in my own nightclub act, doing very hot boogie woogie piano that was probably more like Liberace than Jerry Lee Lewis, but I was happy. This is Michael Feinstein, and I've been sharing some of my favorite jazz and blues Christmas standards with you today. Coming up, some songs you probably won't want to sing this season, because I call them my collection of holiday misfires. That will include Connie Francis singing the Japanese lyrics to Baby's First Christmas, because I know you're so tired of the English lyric. Also, you'll be hearing a personal recorded Christmas greeting I received from Rosemary Clooney, my beloved friend, many, many years ago. I'm also going to perform one of my own favorite non-Christmas songs, Tom Lehrer's Hanukkah in Santa Monica. So all of that and a lot more after a very brief intermission. And please remember, you're listening to Holiday Standard Time from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Stay with us. I'm Michael Feinstein. You're listening to Holiday Standard Time, non-standard American standards from my personal collection of more than 20,000 recordings. And no, I haven't counted them all. Approximately 10 years ago, I was doing a Christmas engagement on the West Coast, a couple of nights appearing with a symphony. The first night had gone extremely well, and right before I went on stage the second night, the manager of the symphony came to me and told me that my Christmas show was too Jewish. And I started laughing because I thought that he surely had to be joking, but he wasn't. He said that some people complained that my show was too Semitic. And I thought about what I had done the night before, and basically all that I had presented to the audience was the fact that many of the great Christmas standards were written by Jews, which got a very lighthearted and fun reaction from the audience and went on from there. And so that was an experience that made me consider that the Christmas holiday season is something that to many is very sacred in a way that does not wish to include people of other faiths. I, however, believe that this is a holiday time that embraces many different faiths and religions. That is why I celebrate the fact that Jewish writers could write about Christmas, because they are able to evoke a spirit that is truly universal. So even though we're Jews and Christians and Muslims, Mormons, Buddhists, we are all more alike than we are different.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, lighting candles, wearing sandals by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and go out there for Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi, but each December there's just one place for me. Mid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in a cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, Mr. Judah Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. Right!
One of the true great Hanukkah standards written by Tom Lehrer, whom I admire deeply. Now we go from the funnily sublime to the funnily absurd. This is a melange of misfires, challenging Christmas music that I've collated for your edification. These are songs or performances that are just so bizarre that they're actually fun to listen to. For example, Kay Thompson, who created the character of Eloise, decided to do a Christmas song called It's Absolutely Christmas Time.
It's absolutely Christmas time. Fa-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la. It's absolutely Christmas time.
Fa-la-la, fa-la-la, fa-la.
It's absolutely. It's absolutely Christmas time.
Kay Thompson as Eloise in English, Connie Francis in Japanese.
Mosuku, first Christmas, Muka.
Now you know it's possible for Connie Francis to be maudlin in Japanese. Here's Mel Blanc.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big. Oh, it's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you wonder why I shiver, I fell 3 times in the river, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big.
The most stereotypical Christmas song since I Just Go Nuts for Christmas, as performed by Mel Blanc. Here now is Henry Hall with the BBC Orchestra in a rather serious Christmas song.
Over, under, over, under.
Now here is a problem that puzzles my brain. At Christmas time it nearly drives me insane. I've asked all the policemen and postmen as well, but none of them seem to be able to tell. Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers over or under the sheet? Does he go to bed with them tucked in his vest? And when he sleeps, do they tickle his chest? Our lawyers and doctors and statesmen say this question's got them all beat. Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers over or under the sheet?
I don't know if anyone ever answered Henry Hall's question about how Santa Claus sleeps, but Terry Waldo is going to tell us something interesting about his Christmas experience.
Don't give me no goose for Christmas, Grandma. Stop it, cut it out, now don't you dare. Give me a duck like old McDonald's that goes quack-titty-quack. But a goose would make me nervous every time I turn my back. I don't want no goose for Christmas, Grandma. For a goose you know is nervous as the deuce. Give me a pussy like Aunt Polly's or 2 tickets for the Follies. But please don't give me no goose, 'cause I can't take it. Please don't give me no goose.
Don't give Terry Waldo no goose for Christmas.
But you can definitely give Liberace whatever you want because he's excited to tell you all about the night before Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in the hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Thank you, Lee, for a very special Christmas experience. And now it's little Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee, who is going to lasso Santa Claus. God help him.
I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and I know just why, because I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard, pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm on lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings them toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Bang, bang, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none.
That's enough lassoing Santa Claus, little Brenda Lee, because we have to move on to Arthur Tracy, who once considered himself to be a rival of Bing Crosby, but nobody else did.
In the street he envies all those lucky boys, then wanders home to last year's broken toys. I'm so sorry for that laddie. He hasn't got a daddy. The little boy that Santa Claus forgot.
Oh, how I wish I could enunciate like Arthur Tracy. Especially in this next song performed by the cast of Forever Plaid.
Oh, homelikilikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Oh, ho, ho,
that's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway, the palm trees sway.
Ho, 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 ho,
here we know that Christmas
ho, ho,
will
ho,
be
tree.
Green and bright.
Ho, ho, ho,
the sun to shine by day
ho, ho,
and all
ho, ho,
the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is the island way to say Merry Christmas to you, to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikalakamaka. That was originally a hit for Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters in 1950. Well, there's no time of year that isn't appropriate for the polka, especially Christmas, as Dinah Shore proves.
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Sorry, Dinah, but it's time to eschew Christmas polkas for Christmas disco. Here's Miko.
Bells, 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 make such a merry sound. Bells, 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 when Christmas comes around. Bells, when snow begins to fall. Bells, when friends begin to call. Bells, when love is in your heart. Bells, when Christmas carols start. In each and every land where peaceful harmony dwells, you will hear loud and clear the thunderous, wondrous sound of bells. Bells, 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 they're tiny and they're small. Bells, bells, bells are also 10 feet tall. Bells that sparkle in your eyes, every color, every size, speaking languages with ease. In
in a breeze, they're Japanese. You know what Japanese are.
If you're still listening, that was Miko performing Bells, Bells, Bells from the 1980 disco album Christmas in the Stars, created in collaboration with George Lucas, which also means that that recording features the sounds and voices of C-3PO, R2-D2, and Chewbacca. Incidentally, Miko's producing partners were Harold Wheeler and Tony Bon Jovi, who, yes, is related. You've been listening to Holiday Standard Time from WNYC, New York Public Radio. I'm your host, Michael Feinstein. Now, still ahead, a contemporary Christmas song from the great Donny Hathaway, Rosemary Clooney's privately recorded Christmas message to me, and maybe, if there's time, Cary Grant, singing. Yes, you heard that right, singing. You really have to hear it to believe it, and it's a rarely heard recording in stereo. Holiday Standard Time continues in a moment. Welcome back. I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is Holiday Standard Time. Does that music evoke memories for you as it does for me? It's by Vince Guaraldi, and it was played in the special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, which was certainly iconic in my formative years, and I imagine might be the same for many of you. One of the things I enjoy about more contemporary holiday music is the sensibility that is infused in those songs. There is more of a heartfelt connection in more recent holiday music because it's not about the sleigh bells and the mistletoe, but about real things that we all feel and experience in our time now. When I say contemporary, I'm going back some 40 years because even in the 60s and 70s, people were starting to write more substantial Christmas and holiday songs. And a great example of that is a song that was co-written and recorded by the great Donny Hathaway. Hathaway was the most marvelous entertainer, a fantastic singer, and a man who suffered from clinical depression. And his friends were always terribly worried about him, what was going to happen in his life, because despite all of his success, there was a terrible problem with his depression that never left him. And eventually, sadly, he committed suicide when he was only in his early 30s. This is a song that he wrote in 1970 when things were brighter for him, and the song has become a contemporary Christmas classic that's been covered by everyone from the Temptations to Aretha Franklin, but I feel that Hathaway's own recording is still the best.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes
outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. Brother, Merry Christmas.
What a beautiful song. Here now is a gorgeous voice that you might mistake for another. The singer is Rosalind Kind, a fantastic talent, a dear friend, and a lady who is the half-sister of Barbara Streisand. And she inherited the family genes, which gave her this God-given gift for singing, and a voice that sometimes sounds eerily familiar like her sister. But her sister never sang this song, which is called The Perfect Christmas Eve, with music and lyrics by Dale Gagné, a song that begins as a cliché and ends as entirely something else.
The porch light out the back door casts an eerie glow on the giant feather bed of snow. The stars are trying extra hard to brighten up the night. The fir trees in the yard reflect the light. A snowman keeps on waving, though no one is passing by. He might see you know who against the clear December sky. An overwhelming peace pervades the neighborhood. For just one night, the world is being good. Twinkling lights outlining the window and the door spill a rainbow on the kitchen floor. The sweetest blend of baking mince and pumpkin fills the air, traces of the season everywhere. Cookies cut in reindeer shapes are piled high on a plate. The old clock in the hallway ticks much louder when it's late. The gifts have all been brightly wrapped and placed so carefully beneath the most amazing tree you'll ever see. Leave the baby's door ajar in case he starts to cough. Dim the lights and turn the heater off. It took some doing, but the kids are sound asleep at last, flooding memories of holidays long past. And on the radio, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, turn it up to listen for a moment by the fire. Everything is in its place for a perfect Christmas Eve.
The ironically titled Perfect Christmas Eve, beautifully rendered by Rosalind Kind. Of course, I would like to hear a song sung by the person who left. I'd like to hear their perspective. Moving right along, it's now time for a little Christmas present for all of you from me. Hold on a second. I've just got to find it. It's right around here. Okay. Here it is. It's very well wrapped, I think, a little too tightly. Hang on. Here we go. All right. Okay. This is a surprise for all of you, as it was a surprise to me when it unexpectedly arrived in the mail in 1984.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow. But till then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Well, Michael, with your help, I've got the words right to this song one more time. You've been a darling friend to me this past year, but you have for years now. You know, it's a wonderful association that I treasure. Merry Christmas to you, darling boy, and a very happy new year.
Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Rosemary Clooney, who for me will always be the true voice of Christmas. I spent all of my Christmases with Rosemary, and she was my second mom. That greeting that she gave on that recording was thanking me for giving her some of the extra lyrics of that Hugh Martin song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And Rosemary was always calling me for words to this and that, and I was always calling her for the same. This time of year is the time when I miss her the most. It's been a true pleasure for me to share this time with you, playing all of these holiday favorites. I'm going to leave you with a song that was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Sammy Kahn was a close friend and an amazing lyricist, an Oscar winner who wrote with Jimmy Van Heusen such songs as Come Fly With Me, Love and Marriage, The Second Time Around, High Hopes, All the Way. He was a guy who was very rough on the exterior, but his interior is very beautifully shown in this lyric, which I think most eloquently celebrates the season and what it's truly about. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll see you real soon.
Look at the happy people. Christmas is in the air. Well, I know the secret of Christmas, a secret I'm willing to share. It's not the glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card you've sent for years. Not the joyful sound when sleigh bells ring, or the merry songs children sing. The little gift you send on Christmas Day will not bring back the friend you've turned away. So may I suggest the secret of Christmas is not the things you do at Christmas time, but the Christmas things you do all year through. So may I suggest the secret of Christmas is not the things you do at Christmas time, but the Christmas things you do.
You've been listening to Holiday Standard Time, a production of WNYC, New York Public Radio. Chris Bannon was the producer, Rex Doan edited and mixed the show, and George Wellington was our ace engineer. Special thanks to Eddie Micone, Jim Morey, and Terrence Flannery. I'm Michael Feinstein, wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons and an even happier New Year.
Your health, my friend. And here's to you. Chin chin, my friend. And Dean Skoll, too. A votre santé. All life through. And via con Dios. God, go with you. Good times, my friend. Shalom, shalom. Bless your family. And bless your home. Tempe in mero. Amor. Ciao.
Viva.
Pace.
Salut.
Nostrovia.
Prosit.
Lachaim.
Riti.
Yasu.
Schwante.
Kampai. Kung Hee Fat Choy. And Auld Lang Syne. My friend, here's to you.